Hello, thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to share a poem with you today. I ran into a stranger as he passed by. "Oh, excuse me, please," was my reply. He said, "Please excuse me, too. I just wasn't watching for you." We were very polite, this stranger and I. We went on our way, and we said goodbye. But at home, a different story is told. How we treat our loved ones, young and old. Later that day, cooking the evening meal, my son stood beside me, very still. When I turned, I nearly knocked him down. "Move out of the way," I said with a frown. He walked away, his little heart broken. I didn't realize how harshly I had spoken. While I lay awake in bed, God's still small voice came to me and said, "When dealing with a stranger, common courtesy you use, but the family you love you seem to abuse. Go and look on the kitchen floor. You'll find some flowers there by the door. Those are the flowers he brought for you. He picked them himself, pink, yellow, and blue." He stood very quietly, not to spoil the surprise. You never saw the tears that filled his little eyes. By this time I felt very small, and now my tears began to fall. I quietly went and knelt by his bed. "Wake up, little one, wake up," I said. "Are these the flowers you picked for me?" He smiled. "I found 'em out by the tree. I picked 'em because they're pretty like you. I knew you'd like 'em, especially the blue." I said, "Son, I'm sorry for the way I acted today. I shouldn't have yelled at you that way." He said, "Mom, that's okay. I love you anyway." I said, "Son, I love you too, and I do like the flowers, especially the blue." I love that, and I think it's so sweet, and I think all of us could probably think about how we can adjust how we speak to our family, because isn't that interesting that we're willing to treat strangers oftentimes with so much courtesy and respect, but our loved ones who are so close to us are often the first ones we lash out on. I also want to share with you a clip of a video, and it's called Express Love and Show It, and it also goes along those same lines.
We can begin to become more diligent and concerned at home by telling the people we love that we love them. Such expressions do not need to be flowery or lengthy. We simply should sincerely and frequently express love. Brethren and sisters, when was the last time you took your eternal companion in your arms and said, "I love you"? Parents, when was the last time you sincerely expressed love to your children? Children, when was the last time you told your parents that you love them? Now, each of us already knows we should tell the people we love that we love them. But what we know is not always reflected in what we do. We may feel unsure, awkward, or even perhaps a bit embarrassed. As disciples of the Savior, we are not merely striving to know more. Rather, we need to consistently do more of what we know is right and become better. We should remember that saying, "I love you," is only a beginning. We need to say it, we need to mean it, and most importantly, we need consistently to show it. We need to both express and demonstrate love. President Monson recently counseled, quote, "Often we assume that the people around us must know how much we love them. But we should never assume. We should let them know. We will never regret the kind words spoken or the affection shown. Rather, our regrets will come if such things are omitted from our relationships with those who mean the most to us." Close quote. Sometimes in a sacrament meeting talk or testimony, we hear a statement like this: "I know I do not tell my spouse often enough how much I love her. Today I want her, my children, and all of you to know that I love her." Such an expression of love indeed may be appropriate. But when I hear a statement like this, I squirm and silently exclaim that the spouse and children should not be hearing this apparently rare and private communication in public at church. Hopefully, the children hear love expressed and see love demonstrated between their parents in the regular routine of daily living. If, however, the public statement of love at church is a bit surprising to the spouse or the children, then indeed there is a need to be more diligent and concerned at home. The relationship between love and appropriate action is demonstrated repeatedly in the Scriptures and is highlighted by the Savior's instruction to his apostles, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Just as our love of and for the Lord is evidenced by walking ever in his ways, so our love for spouse, parents, and children is reflected most powerfully in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Feeling the security and constancy of love from a spouse, a parent, or a child is a rich blessing. Such love nurtures and sustains faith in God. Such love is a source of strength and casts out fear. Such love is the desire of every human soul. We can become more diligent and concerned at home as we express love and consistently show it.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or anything you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post them on Facebook. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.